welcome to the program on understanding the scriptures. We read in Luke 24, verse 45, that they might understand the scriptures. We're looking at that. Stay tuned. The word understand occurs 91 times in the Word of God. Jesus said in Matthew 15, verse number 10, hear and understand. He said in Matthew 15, 17, he asked the question, do ye not yet understand? Again in Matthew 16, verse 9, do ye not yet understand? And in 16, 11 of Matthew, he said, how is it that ye do not understand? God expects us to understand, that they might understand the scriptures. We're looking at that. Before we go any further with that today, listen to this message and song, Open My Eyes That I May See Glimpses of Truth Thou Hast For Me. We need to make this our prayer as we go into the Word of God. We can have understanding, and this hymn deals with it. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Make it your prayer today.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. Open my mouth and let me bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare love with thy children thus to share. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my heart, illumine me, Spirit divine.
The first time we find the word understand in the Word of God is in Genesis chapter 11, verse number 7. And we read here, go to, let us go down there and confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. Now, this first mention of understanding has to do with the fact that they're not going to understand, and it's part of the curse. The people at that time were saying, oh, we're going to be one. This was the beginning of their work, the first ecumenical movement. Let's just be one. That was not God's plan, but they are not interested in God's plan. So the Lord said, let us go down there and confound their language that they may not understand one another's speech. The second mention that we have of understanding tells us that understanding is available. Psalm 119, verse 169, we read, O Lord, give me understanding according to thy word. This is found in Psalm 119. 8 times you'll find that phrase, according to thy word. We need to learn to be Berean. That is, they received the word of God with readiness of mind, and then they went home and searched the scriptures daily whether these things be so. That needs to be our foundation in any time we're listening to anyone, including this program. You should not believe a word I say until you go home and search the scriptures to see if these things be so. It needs to be understanding according to the word, not according to somebody who has the ability to take the word and destroy it. We're living in an age now when there's a lot of that going on. So make sure that you pray this prayer, O Lord, give me understanding according to thy word. Understanding is available. We read concerning Joseph in Genesis chapter 41 and verse number 15. Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have heard say of thee that thou can understand. Now he's talking about a dream and he wanted it to be interpreted, and Joseph could understand. But if you read the story in Genesis chapter 41, Joseph gave all of the credit to God. Why? Well, because he could pray like David did in Psalm 119. O Lord, give me understanding according to thy word. The third mention we have is about learning understanding the hard way. Genesis chapter 41, verse number 15, Moses said, hereby ye shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own mind. If these men, that is those who were challenging Moses, if these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord has not sent me. But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up with all that appertain unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them. Read the story, Genesis 41. Then they understood. The Bible talks about those who are willingly ignorant in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 5. For this they willingly are ignorant. Psalm 82:5 says, they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. Luke 24:45 says, then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. There's those that walk on willingly. They neither will they understand. They don't want to know the truth. And then there's those like the two on the Emmaus Road. Jesus opened their understanding because they wanted to understand. So first of all, we need to realize that God wants us to understand, that they might understand the scriptures, Luke 24:45. Number two, it's simply a choice. The word if occurs in the Bible 1,595 times. It's a choice. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1 through 9, we read, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear to wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice voice for understanding. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasure, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Verse 9, then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. Now notice here in verse number 1, he says, my son, if thou wilt receive my words. We said of the Bereans, they receive the word with readiness of mind and search the scriptures daily to see if these things be so. Now notice he says here, my son. He's talking to the family. And so we read in 2 Thessalonians 2:10, those that are not in the family, 2 Thessalonians 2:10, we read them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. So we have those who received his words, verse 1 of Proverbs chapter 2, and those in 2 Thessalonians 2:10 that perish because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And so in either case, we have this word, if. It's simply a choice, whether we're going to choose to receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and repent of our sins, as the Bible tells us to, or whether we're going to reject that truth. It says that they reject the truth, they perish, because they receive not the love of the truth. But then there's those in the family of God. He says, my son, if thou wilt receive my words, if thou criest after knowledge, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as her hid treasure, then thou shalt understand. It is simply a choice. Whether we're dealing with unsaved people, they make a choice whether to receive or reject Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And as Christians, we make a choice on whether we're going to understand or not. We look back in the days of Jeremiah, and for those people, it was simply a choice. What was their choice? Jeremiah 17:23, but they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff that they might not hear nor receive instruction. It was a choice. They obeyed not. They did not incline their ear. They made their neck stiff that they might not hear, and they made the choice not to receive instruction. In Jeremiah 32 and 23, it says, and they have turned unto me the back and not the face, though I taught them rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction. He says they turn their back, they have not hearkened to receive instruction. In Jeremiah 35:13, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, go tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will ye not receive instruction to hearken to my words, saith God? It was simply a choice. They said, no, we're not going to receive your instruction. Then we have the city of Jerusalem, where we read in Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse number 2, she obeyed not the voice, she received not the correction, she trusted not in the Lord, she drew not near to her God. The operative word here is not. We are not going to obey. We are not going to receive correction. We are not going to trust in the Lord. We are not going to draw near to God. It was a choice. And so first of all, we need to understand that God wants us to understand, that they might understand the scripture. Second, we need to realize that it's simply a choice. If thou wilt receive my words, then thou shalt understand. Study Proverbs 2, 1 through 9. Number one, God wants us to understand. Number two, it is simply our choice. Number three, we have no choice but to choose. Jeremiah's day, they chose wrong, and with it came the consequences. In Jerusalem, we read, they chose wrong. You choose, there's choices, and there's consequences. What were the consequences of them rejecting God? We read in Psalm 106, verse 41 and 42, He gave them, that is God, gave them into the hand of the heathen, and they that hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. And so we're either going to listen to the still small voice of the Holy Spirit, or we're going to be brought under subjection by the hand of those who hate us and will rule over us. We're getting there again. All you have to do is check the news and see that we are doing exactly what they did back there in the Old Testament. But again, it's our choice. We have no choice but to choose. Back in Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse number 2, we have the phrase, the way of the heathen. In Genesis 18:9, we have the phrase, the way of the Lord. In Jeremiah 10 and 2, it says this, thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen. Now that word heathen is kind of a strong word. It has been translated nations 374 times in the Bible. Learn not the way of the nations. You can go the way of the world. You can do it the way that the world does it, or we can go the way of the Lord. It is simply a choice. And he said, learn not the way of the nations. He said in Joshua 24:15, choose ye this day whom ye will serve, the gods in whose land ye dwell. No, Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And so it has to do with learning, and it has to do with serving. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen or the nations. And then he said in Joshua 24:15, choose ye this day whom ye will serve. Isaiah 30:21 says, this is the way, walk ye in it. We have in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, a verse that's very arresting. It says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. What did they do? Jeremiah 16:16, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the way and see and ask for the old paths, it's a choice, wherein is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Well, the Bible says these things happened unto them, but it's written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Now, number one, God wants us to understand, that they might understand the Scriptures, Luke 24:45. It's simply a choice if we will do what it says in Proverbs chapter 2, 1 through 9. We need to realize we have no choice but to choose. What are you choosing today?
Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word. Teach me to pray. Whatever seems best to thee, that be my earnest plea, so that thou drawest me closer each day. Teach me thy wondrous grace, boundless and free. Lord, let thy blessed face shine upon me. Heal thou sin's every smart, dwell thou within my heart. Grant that I never part, Savior, from thee. Teach me by pain thy power, teach me by love, teach me to know each hour thou art above. find a sweet rest, leaning upon thy breast, all doubt remove. Teach thou my lips to sing, my heart to praise. Be thou my Lord and King through all my days. Teach thou my soul to cry, be thou, dear Savior, nigh. Teach me to live, to die, saved by.